Hey everyone, and welcome to The Investor Mindset. My name is James McFarland, Senior Portfolio Manager and Investment Specialist, and in this series, we talk about having a better long-term investing experience. We try and talk about some of the core topics in investing, things that are important for anyone interested in investing or being in the markets to know about. And on this episode, we're going to look at something that is very important, the value of working with an advisor, that is, a professional investment or financial advisor. Now, this is obviously what we do here at Oak Harvest for our clients. We are in the business of giving advice and managing our clients' money in accordance with the advice we give. So what makes what we do here valuable? Hopefully, if you're already a client, that's an easy question for you to answer. But today, I'm going to give you my thoughts on the topic from my perspective being the Senior Portfolio Manager here at Oak Harvest. And I am speaking of advisor in a broad sense here. Financial advisor, investment advisor, financial planner, investment manager. I'm going to try and talk about this in a way that kind of captures the whole relationship that we try to have with all of our clients. Now, before we talk about what value an advisor does bring, let's talk about what an advisor isn't, because that's almost just as important. An advisor isn't a fortune teller. We don't have a working crystal ball, and no one does. And we don't pretend to. The value a good advisor brings is largely separate from the capital markets, as I think you'll see. A good advisor is less concerned with the state of the markets and more concerned with the needs, risk appetite, and personal circumstances of each individual and family. Advisors have to adopt multiple hats and roles for each family, and a good advisor's key skill is being able to combine technical expertise with an understanding of how money and issues related to money intersect with people's complex lives in a holistic sense. I think there are at least 7 roles an advisor should play that bring value to people's lives, and that's what I'd like to cover in this episode. Some other people may have a different view, and that's okay. But in this episode, I'm going to go over what I think. So first of all, an advisor should be your expert. Now, more than ever, individuals and families are looking to advisors to provide client-centered expertise in assessing the state of their finances, developing risk-conscious strategies to help them meet their financial goals, and just navigate through the complexities of financial life. Everyone is at a different stage in life. Some people are still accumulating wealth, others are approaching retirement, and others are currently in retirement. At each stage along the way, your advisor should be seeking to offer you expertise and skillful advice based on your big picture and your circumstances. That doesn't just apply to an investment strategy. This applies to things like taxes, income planning, insurance, large purchase planning, estate considerations, and lots of other things that each require a level of skill and experience to address properly. Your advisor should be helping to provide you with that expertise. Second, an advisor should be an independent voice. In this industry, the money management industry, the financial services industry, a lot of people depend on pushing particular products in order to make their living. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. Other people, due to relationships between their company and certain providers, may be handcuffed, so to speak, captive, so to speak, in what recommendations they are able to give to people. And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that either. However, I do believe that an advisor should be providing you with an independent and objective voice, a voice that hears your goals, sees your situation, and then gives appropriate advice based on your unique circumstances, rather than a need to sell a particular product. The value of this independent voice is in the trust that I think it allows you to build, and I think that value can't be understated. Third, an advisor should be a listener. Lots of people love to talk, but an advisor has to be able to listen. The emotions triggered by financial uncertainty are real, and we've talked about the power of emotions in another episode of this series, episode 2. So a good advisor needs to be able to listen to your concerns, your fears, and be able to really understand the issues that drive those feelings. That's how your advisor is then able to provide you practical solutions or recommendations to deal with those fears and concerns. If someone is always talking and never listening, how are they going to be able to provide good advice? Well, my opinion is they probably aren't. Your advisor should be a dedicated and intent listener anytime you have something to say. Following right on top of being a listener, advisors also need to be able to step into the role of the teacher. Sometimes dealing with fears or concerns or uncertainty is just a matter of education. Your advisor should be there to educate you in a sensitive and thoughtful manner. If you have questions about risk or return or diversification or the value of discipline or your holistic financial plan or any part of the plan, the advisor has to be willing to explain everything in a way that you understand and helps you feel comfortable with your money. Fifth, an advisor acts as your architect. The advisor leads the charge in constructing a wealth management strategy that aligns to your specific goals and circumstances. I think that this is where having a team-based approach, as we do here at Oak Harvest, is a real advantage. We have a lot of dedicated folks at Oak Harvest with different areas of expertise: portfolio management, social security, financial planning, taxes, and so on. When we're building strategies for our clients, these individuals are collaborating and working together to create what we believe will be the best plan for you. And this is a duty that advisors have, constructing long-term plans that help you achieve your specific goals. And lastly, I think that an advisor should be both a coach and a guardian. Sometimes, even a well-defined strategy won't eliminate doubt, fear, or uncertainty. Sometimes those powerful emotions still rear up and demand that individuals make poor decisions in their portfolio. And this is when the advisor has to become like a coach, reinforcing core principles and keeping the plan on track. And that plan, it has to encompass and anticipate a lot. Your situation could change, and the world will definitely change. When change comes, the advisor's duty is to be the guardian of your financial plan, making sure it remains rigorous and robust and still suited to your particular needs. That's why communication with the advisor over the years is a key element of the advisory relationship. And it's a big relationship, as I think I've tried to show here. There's a lot involved. There are a lot of hats to wear, a lot of roles to step into when needed. That's what we are aiming to do for you here at Oak Harvest. Now take note, not one of these roles depends on having that crystal ball to tell the future. Not one of these roles is dependent on outside forces like what the stock market is doing at any given time. It's about the relationship between you and your advisor and the trust that I and we all hope is being developed. It's that trust that will allow you and your advisor to work together successfully over time and better help you achieve your long-term objectives and goals. This is what we try to do for each of our clients at Oak Harvest. And that will bring us to the end of the 9th episode of The Investor Mindset. Thank you so much for joining me and listening in. I hope this has been valuable for you and answered some questions about what I and this whole company seek to provide for all of our clients. On the next and final episode of The Investor Mindset series, we're going to relax a little bit and go through some great book recommendations for anyone interested in doing some further reading on important topics related to what we've covered in this series. Once again, this has been James McFarland. This has been The Investor Mindset. Remember to tune out the noise, and I'll talk to you again soon.
All content contained within Oak Harvest Podcast expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, indicators, statistics, or other sources are not guaranteed. The views and opinions expressed herein may change without notice. Strategies and ideas discussed may not be right for you, and nothing in this podcast should be considered as personalized investment, tax or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Indexes such as the S&P 500 are not available for direct investment, and your investment results may differ when compared to an index. Specific portfolio actions or strategies discussed will not apply to all client portfolios. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.